I'm Ross Reynolds, in for Bill Radke, with my social media sidekick, Bree Ripley. This is The Record. U.S. immigration policy is spinning like a roulette wheel. It began when the Trump administration announced a zero-tolerance policy on illegal immigrants and began separating children from parents coming across the border with Mexico. After fiercely defending the policy and blaming the separations on Democrats, Trump reversed himself yesterday, signing an executive order to stop the separation of parents from children as they cross the U.S. border. So how's this all playing out here in Washington State? Well, I talked to Washington Governor Jay Inslee about that 45 minutes ago. Governor Inslee, you've announced that Washington State is suing the Trump administration over its family separation policy, but this policy seems to be spinning in all different directions. What's the basis of the lawsuit?
Well, I think the chaos and unpredictability of this administration that has totally bollocked up this situation is rationale enough of why we have to have the judicial system to protect both our Constitution and these children. And we have demonstrated time and time again that this rogue and chaotic administration needs to have the semblance of order and fairness and equity that is given to us by the protection of the judicial system. And is also necessary here because I think we have to understand that although Donald Trump held up this piece of paper the other day, it's essentially meaningless. I think what we've learned is that this president, his misrepresentation, his den of deceit that he's built in the White House means that you have to be vigilant about your rights or you will lose them. So we have to have judicial protection here, and I think we're responsible in that regard. Now, the other thing that we've learned in the last week is that there is virtually nothing that Donald Trump will not lie about. This is a propaganda machine he has built. He lied about how he started this policy. He lied about whether or not he could solve it with the signature of his pen. He lied about who was responsible for it. And so when you have a president who's so dedicated to propaganda rather than sharing the truth with citizens, our country deserves protection against this, and it deserves better. And we're going to do all we can to protect the Constitution.
Governor Inslee, tell us more about what we know about the number of children separated from their parents who are in Washington State. Does the state know where they are, and what can they do about this?
We do. We have looked at their situation. I've directed our Department of Social Health Services to investigate their situation. They have been out there and have talked to the children and their situation. And so we're aware of that, and there may be others as well. We are totally dissatisfied with the federal government's absolute total lack of transparency to give us information about these children in the first instance. Their absent total ignoring all repeated requests for information. I've written a letter with Attorney General Bob Ferguson. It has been ignored by the federal government. And that's a heck of a note. When you know the federal government refused to answer simple questions from the governor of the state about something that's very important. And it just shows you why it's so difficult to deal with this administration. And so we need to have aggressive, appropriate judicial action. I'm glad we have an attorney general who's been successful on multiple occasions already. And I think we're doing the right thing to protect these children. Again, it's the U.S. Constitution, and we have to remain vigilant, because we are only a tweet away from disaster on any policy given this president.
You mentioned the legal system. You've approved $1.2 million for legal services and representation to immigrants and refugees who are destitute. Will that money be enough to meet the legal needs of destitute immigrants and refugees in our state?
I don't know the answer to that, but it's what we had available. I put in $200,000 of our emergency reserve. The legislature had already appropriated before this child separation debacle occurred $1 million so that people would have the ability for the law to be enforced. We just think the law should be enforced. That's what we're asking for here. And that can't happen when people don't have access to the courts, when they don't have a lawyer. It's pretty amazing. People are shocked when I tell them this, but right now, the Trump administration could put anybody in jail in America and claim that they violated immigrant rules, and you don't have access to a lawyer unless you can pay one yourself. And what we find out is when people seeking asylum do have a lawyer, the chances of success goes up tenfold. which means to me that there's a lot of cases that appropriately we need a lawyer to get to the right decision. And I want to reiterate, these are people who legally have the right to be in this country frequently. We have a long-established principle of asylum. Both Republican presidents and Democratic presidents have protected it. It's been an American tradition for over 100 years. And now to try to short-circuit that and essentially act illegally, as the Trump administration is, to subvert that concept of asylum for people who have separate gang rapes and murder from other places. These are the victims of gangs. But President Trump keeps talking about all the people here who, you know, were born in a different country from south of the border are gang members. No, these are people who are victims of the gang that he doesn't want to even have the chance in a legitimate way to have a day in court to seek asylum. That's what this is about. It was an effort to terrorize children and families, to hold them hostage, to intentionally inflict willful child abuse on these children, because he doesn't want people to even have a hearing to determine whether they're legally appropriately entitled to asylum. That's what this whole thing was about, and the country has revolted against it.
I'm speaking to Washington Governor Jay Inslee. I understand the Trump administration has requested of several governors to deploy their National Guard troops to the border with Mexico. Have you gotten that request from the Trump administration?
We had informal requests to see if we would be amenable to that, and we, through our National Guard, told them that we would not. We need the helicopters here to fight forest fires. We have a huge risk of giant forest fires hit again this year. We need them here to take care of Wenatchee and OMAC, and they appropriately needed to stay here. And given how they have been so cruel, uncivil, and have not followed the law, we're not going to have our helicopters given to them. I'll just tell you, look, if we give them the helicopters and Donald Trump says, I'll give them back to you in 30 days, you can't trust that. You can't trust us and tells you what time of the day it is. So, no, we're not to send our helicopters south. They need to stay here and fight fires.
Governor Inslee, you mentioned that one thing the state is doing is putting money into emergency funding for legal help for some of these folks. But at the end of the day, it's immigration is a national policy. It's not a state policy. What else can you do when it comes to influencing this policy that's affecting so many people trying to come into this country?
Well, one thing we're doing is we're speaking out, and I think that the last few days have demonstrated the importance for all Americans to speak out, Republicans and Democrats alike. And you saw a situation where Donald Trump finally folded like a cheap suit when he was encountered with Republican voices who joined Democrats and independents and expressing the thought that this was not the best America could do. And when people spoke out, we were successful in changing that and exposing the lies of Donald Trump, who lied for 2 weeks about this whole policy. So when people speak up in itself, that's important. I encourage everybody to do that. But we are seeking protection, as we have for Washingtonians and the Constitution, in judicial action. We are doing that. As you indicated, we are trying to give people the right to have access to the courts through a lawyer. We are also investigating the condition of these specific children through the Department of Social Services. Now, their hands are a little bit tied because those children are not in our custody. So, but we are doing what we can to protect them in that regard. But I got to say, look, the ultimate solution to this is having people in office who will stand up to Donald Trump. And people need to be put in office who will do that.
Governor Jay Inslee, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck.
It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds in for Bill Radke. Stay tuned.